We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We all do it. We all save stuff we don't need. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Why do we do it?
I don't know. I think that we think we're getting away with something like, oh, look at these ketchup packets.
It's free ketchup in case I need it down the road.
Look, yeah.
Soy sauce. I've got all the soy sauce. I'll never have to buy soy sauce again. Those end up in our fridge when we get sushi or Chinese food or something like that, a little packet of soy sauce. I'm like, we have a bottle of soy sauce. We don't need to save the ketchup packets.
Right. And here's my question. Do you actually use the little packets? Because I feel like...
I will say this for the ketchup, maybe not for soy sauce, but for ketchup ones, I will use them for my kids' lunches. So if they have like chicken nuggets or chicken fingers in their lunch, that's the only thing that I like to save them for because it's easy and they can just throw it away when they're done.
All right. Well, no, that makes sense.
Why don't you just
take the ketchup out of the fridge and go on the plate and put the ketchup back in the fridge?
When packing it for lunch.
No, packing for lunch.
Like, it's it might be a little bit easier. My husband will just take a huge Tupperware and squirt the whole thing in. And I'm like, you're using a whole Tupperware. Oh, my God.
So you clean the Tupperware, you wash it, and then you use it again.
I know.
I can't.
I have a bag thing. Did you guys see the picture of all the bags hanging in my garage? Yeah. Not only do I have like the actual like fabric bags, but I have like every Marshall's bag, every Shaw's Market Basket bag, and then I have 100 bags, and I don't know what I'm doing with these bags.
I was on you about that a little bit, and then I realized I do the same thing. I find myself like I go to the self-checkout item, and I'll sometimes double bag things because I know I'll want to use the extra paper bags for, I don't know, cat litter or for recycling or something like that, so...
And what is it? Like, really? What? Buy a box of Glad bags or whatever they are. Like, it's not that... I don't understand why we think we're going to save a half a penny.
I think it's more we're just thinking just in case. We'll need it for something. Like, the twisty ties, like, from the bread that I get at the grocery store. Why? And napkins and straws.
Lisa on Facebook says, look in my glove compartment. Straws, napkins, plastic, silverware, and of course, salt and pepper. Who's doing all this eating in the car, by the way? Like, you're setting the table in the back seat? You need all the place settings and napkins?
You don't eat in your car. Kendra and I do a lot of eating in our cars.
That's true. No, and the salt and pepper and the little packets inside the plastic silverware set. I mean,
totally.
You're having a meal on the road, it comes in handy. Just a little taste, a little seasoning while you're driving along.
Moving out of food, plastic bags, and flatware, are there other... Like, I just realized as we've been talking about this that I save T-shirts, like concert T-shirts, or any T-shirt I get from a thing. Or
me too.
I have so many T-shirts,
and
my wife every once in a while say, when are you going to... You know, you got T-shirts going back many decades.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, like what Van Halen from the 1980s, and you're like, you know, you can probably, and it's usually like also, I don't know, it's a memory, right? Like, you're not probably going to wear it, but it represents something to you, and I think that's why we all keep it.
Yeah. See, it's a bone of contention.
I have no explanation.
In my house,
is?
the press T-shirts that we get, like sometimes, you know, we get T-shirts of new
time,
TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have an intervention with me. He's like, you need to start getting rid of a TV show that had one episode 17 years ago.
It was on the WB back in 1992.
Yes.
We don't need a T-shirt from the show that nobody remembers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I got to do this. My problem is I don't fit into half of them from the 80s. So that's
me
kind
either.
Of an issue too.